He has another ribui. The pasuk says oy beged. So drashim my oy beged dechsiv bishrotzim. It says in the parsha of shrotzim, another parsha in the Torah. Up until now, we're talking about parshas negoyim. That's of a nega. A spot comes on the beged. The nega is matam of the begodim. There's another parsha in the Torah about shrotzim. If a sheretz touches a beged, since the sheretz is navat tumah, it's matam of the beged. The beged becomes a rishon tumah. So in the parsha of Shrotzim, the Torah says, oy beged. It's an extra ribuy. Rashdich siv b'shrotzim oy ribuyu. An extra word, oy. It says, may oy beged. So more the Tanya. Beged. It says in the parsha of Shrotzim, beged. Is ein liyela beged shloishal shloisha. I would think only a beged means it was three tvachim by three tvachim. B'shar begodim inayin. How do we know even shar begodim? Talmud loyma oy beged. It says oy beged. So you see what? That beged means it was three tefachim by three tefachim. And stam beged could mean wool and flax. It says the word oy beged that even shar materials also have a tumah. Hezabi is three tefachim by three tefachim, even shar materials is also makabel tumah by sheretz. So even though this pasuk is only talking about a sheretz, according to Rav, there's no chilik. Once you see in the parsha of Shrotzim, it's Makabel Tumah, who would then be in the parsha of Goyim also? If you'll have a Negi now on your beggar that's three Tzvachim by three Tzvachim, there'll be a Tumas Negi also. Rashi, Tani Lagasinin, oh, you're not going to see it. Weiter, V'yabaya is like Gemara, V'abaya, Hayoi Begit Mayovidle. What does Abaya do with the word I Begit? According to Abaya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds only wool and flax, nothing else is Makabel Tumah. So what do I need a ribu for? I beg it for. So it's going to be boyelei l'raboi sholosh al sholosh b'tzemru pishtin d'metame b'shrotzim. So at the bay, I think I need an extra ribui that even the parsha of shrotzim, where not a neger comes upon the beged, but just a sheret touches the beged, I need a chiddush to say even though the beged is only 3 inches by 3 inches, it's only sholosh al sholosh at boyis, still it's makabel tumah. His I would think it's not kamashim on the vis. We'll soon see what the chiddush is. For Rava says no. Goli rachmon nagabi negoyim. The Torah already said this chiddush by negoyim. We had a posik v'ha beged to say in the parsha of negoyim where you're holding by wool and flax. That's the ikka beged in the Torah. Even though the beged is only gimel etzboyis, but gimel etzboyis is makabel tumas negoyim. So Rava says once I know that chiddush of tumas negoyim, who are din tumas shrotzim? Who would then now, if a sheretz goes and touches this beggar, even though the beggar is only gimel et zboyis, but gimel et zboyis, it's makabel tumah. Like, what's the difference between parshas negoyim and parshas shrotzim? So Rabbi said, I don't need the extra posik oy beggar in the parshas shrotzim to tell me, even though the wool is gimel et zboyis. Pshita, once it's makabel tumas negoyim gimel et zboyis, who would then have tumas shrotzim also? So therefore, Rava says, what does the pasuk say, I beg it for, in the parsha of Shrotzim, to tell me that Shar Begodim, Katin, is also Makabel Tumah. Abi is Gimel, a three Tvachim by three Tvachim. So Rava says, Rava, Goli Rachmon Agabi Negoyim. The Torah says, by Negoyim, who are they in the Shrotzim? The exact same svar applies by Shrotzim. Since it's made out of wool or flax, even though it's only three etzboyis, 3 inches by 3 inches, havad it's makabel tumah. So what's makabel tumah by negoyim? Who are din by shrotzim? Therefore, Rava says the extra word oy may oy beged is come to tell me other material. So Rashi gol rachmona b'negoyim. The rebbeya min v'beged, like we had before. The pasuk says v'ha beged that even though it's only 3 inches by 3 inches, makabel tumah negoyim. So if Rava who are din by shrotzim? The chiv on the chiv v'beged, since it says the word beged by shrotzim. And by Negoyim, Kihosam, Minei Yafin V'Vinyinav. Just like the Beged, by the Pasha of Negoyim, means even though it's only Gimel at Zboyis, who are then the word Beged, by Shrotzim, also means only Beged, it's only Gimel at Gimel. So more of Abaye says no. For Abaye Yikl Mifrach, Abaye says he can't learn out Pasha Shrotzim from Pasha's Negoyim. Mal in Negoyim, Sheken Shesi V'Yerav Matamo Behem. There's a new Chiddush HaKroah in the Pashas of Negoyim we had before, that if a neger comes upon a raw material, you just shesti there, you just put it in the womb, and you started to make a cross, and up in a cross. You just made the raw material, and then a neger goes in that material, it's makabel tumah. In the Pashas of Shrotzim, you don't have the Chiddush. If a sheretz touches such a raw material, it's not makabel tumah. It's in the Pashas of Shrotzim, the Torah Zadavka says a beged. A beged means a full cloth, a finished clothing, something you could wear. So therefore, since in the Pashas of Nishrotzen, if you daphne the Beged, Zok the Baya can't learn out Shrotzen from the Goyim. I'll tell you maybe only by the Pashas of the Goyim, the Torah says, even though it's only 3 inches by 3 inches, it's Makabot Tumah. That's because you see Chumris, even Shesi the Erev is Makabot Tumah's Nagoyim. Ma'ashen came for Sheretz. Touching a beggar that only has shesi deriv is not makabel tumah. So therefore, I was thinking, well, if the beggar is so small, it's only 3 inches by 3 inches, maybe it's not makabel tumah in the shuratzim either. Kamashma an extra posik mioi beged, you need a new rebu in the pasha of shuratzim that of a sheretz touches a beggar that's only 3 inches by 3 inches. It's also makabel tumah. That's a bayis svara. So you need an extra posik in the pashas of Negoyim, and an extra posik in the pashas of Shrotzim. But they're all only talking about wool and flax. That's out of Vayim. If it's not made out of wool or flax, other material has no Kabbalah's tum at all. So more of a iduk. What does Rav hold? Rav says, no, if you are by is right, that there'll be a chiluk that Negoyim is more chomer, because you see the Torah is matama shesiv erev. So only the Goyim has 3 by 3, and not in the Shrotzim. Or Bazoi Lichta Rachmona Gavi Shrotzim. Tanit Rava, let the Torah only say the Chiddush of Oy Beged by Shrotzim. That if a Sheretz touches a Beged, a woolen Beged, that's even only 3 inches by 3 inches from a Kabbal Tumman. For Leitz in the Goyim Minayu. Or Bazoi, once the Torah said the Chiddush by Shrotzim, I would know the Goyim the Kabbal Chayma. Because Negoyim has a Mechurmadikadin. Because the Torah says, but Negoyim a Chiddush. If only a Negah comes upon the Shasi Berib, it's also Makabotumma. So I see Negoyim is more Chumma than Sheretz. So if the Torah is just saying the same Chiddush from both Pashas, Tainit Ravam, that the Torah just say the Chiddush in the Pasha Shrotzim. That even though it's only Gimel Etzboyet, it's Makabotumma. And the Melai would know Negoyim from it. Why is the Torah stated in both Pashas? That's Rav's Chiddush to tell me that even Shar Begodim, if it's Gimel et Tvachim, a Gimel Tvachim, it's Makabel Tumah. That's Rav's Svara. V'idach, what's out Abaye? Negoyim is Shrotzim Yasi. Abaye says, no, that's not a good Svara. You're true, I can't learn out one from the other. Let's say the Chiddush by Shrotzim, that's a Kaldigadin. So Mela Kalvachayim, I would know Negoyim is a Makabel Tumah, even though the beggar is only Gimel et Tvachim, Gimel et Tvachim. So Abaye, no, there's no Svara, lo Yasi. I find other chumris by shrotzim over the goyim. Mal shrotzim shkei metana b'chadosha. How big does the sheretz this creature have to be? If it can only be as small as the size of a chadosha, mamash a lentil, a small bean. If a bug is that small and has a din sheretz on it, it's metamiyu. Mashain came by negoyim. There's a shear of chadosh. There's a shear of kegris. How big does the nega have to be on the begad? It has to be a bigger shear. So the Torah would have said this chumra by Shrotzim, that if a sheretz touches a beggar gimel 3 inches by 3 inches makabel tumah, I would not know pashas negoyim, because sheretz has a chumra to it. Sheretz has a chumra, even though the sheretz is so small, the size of a small lentil, it's matama. Mashenek and negoyim doesn't have that. So drashi, bichadosha the drashi, unegoyim bein in kegris. Mashenke Negoyim Nega goes upon a Begid. How big does this spot have to be in the Begid? It has to be the size of a gris. That's a much bigger shear, the shear of a dime or a nickel. That is the shear, the same shear by need that we have. A kesem, a kegris. Mashenke Shrotzim, you have even though it's only the size of a chadoshe, it's matama. So thus how Abayi killing out one from the other. So therefore Abayi says both Ribuyim in the Pash of Shrotzim Oy Begir and the Pash of Vehab Begir and the Pash of Negoyim have both come to tell me the exact same Chiddush, that even though the Begir is as small as 3 etzboyes by 3 etzboyes, only 3 inches by 3 inches, still it's Makabel Tumah. But I need the Chiddush in both Pashis, because the Kila not one from the other, each one has a Chumrah to it. Negoyim has the Chumrah, the Torah says even a Shesiv Erev is Makabel Tumah, and Shrotzim has the Chumrah that even though a Sheretz is only the small size of a lentil, still it's Matama, so I kill now one Pasha from the other Pasha. By the Omer Abaye, so at the Abaye now, high Tana the Rebbe Shmuel, this Tana the Rebbe Shmuel here, it says claw, that whenever the Torah says the word beged, it only means flax or tzemer, or wool, nothing else. Zoktematik, they go fakert, meet of Tana the Rebbe Shmuel, from another learning that was learned in the Beis Medrash of Rebbe Shmuel. If Shat was, there were two Tamidim there, and one learned from the Rebbe Yazoi, and one learned from the Rebbe Yazoi. But the two Tanoim came out of Tana the Rebbe Shmuel, Stiridik Halochis. What's this halacha? The Tani the Rebbe Shmuel, the Tanoim set over from the Beis Medrash of Rebbe Shmuel. Begit, the Torah says in the Parsha of Begit, is only yellow Begit Semu Pishtim. Poshet, what does the clothing mean? If it's made out of wool or made out of flax. Minayin l'raboy sema gemalim. How do I know if you have wool made out of camels? It's camels here. But semer anovim. Or else anovim is a rabbit. Rabbit here. Or else noitze shalizim. The hair comes out of goats. Goats here. The ashiroyim is type of silk. The aklach, the asurikim, also different type of silks we had before. How do you know all these begod, the materials, have a shame begit to it? Talmud loyma oy begit. The Torah says in the word, pashtos ashirotzim, oy begit. That's how Torah Rebbe Shema Klor. You don't, but after have to have a material made from wool or flax. No, oy begit is a rebu, all different types of materials also have a shame begit. But those like the Baye, this Torah Rebbe Shema, zichas piro, to the Torah Rebbe Shema before. Before Torah Rebbe Shema said, by Negoyim, begit means dafka, wool or flax, nothing else. And this Torah Rebbe Shema, holds Klor, no. Begit means any type of material is called a begit. Trashi mafik mida klaimer moitzihu misvaris idach tana. He goes for a carrot from the other tana. The polagale the ashkechon the marbe shar begodim utumish rotzim. As this tana of Rabbi Shmuel holds that for tumish rotzim, all type of begodim is makabel tumah from a sheretz. If a sheretz touches it, it's matamrit. Shel izim the trashi korin noitza. Why is it called noitza? Why is it here? Of izim, of goats called noitza, al shame goizes and noitzim elamortim. You don't shear it off like you do wool. Wool you shear off. But as you can hear, you pull it out. You murk, you pull out the whole hair. That's what's called noitza. Noitza uses me like feathers. His feathers of a bird, you pull out the whole feather. As who are then the izim by goats, the method was pulling out the whole hair. That's why it's called noitza shalizim. Rabu Amar, good, so that's what Abaye says, because there's a stira in Torah of Yishmael. When a Torah says Beged, what does Beged mean? Agav, this is the Machlekes also, La Shalal Locha, which one of these two we hold like? Now, if you mean it to us, is a Beged of Tzitzis. You're supposed to wear Tzitzis, is, it depends what does Beged mean. Like the first Torah of Yishmael, Yoni Avichiyim Midiraisa to put on Tzitzis, a Beged made out of wool, if it, or else flax. But if it's made out of cotton, then there's no Chiyim Midiraisa to wear Tzitzis. It's only me the Rabbon and the Chiv to wear tzitzis. If we look at the second turn of Rabbi Shmuel, even cotton is also nichla b'chal the word begid. So if you wear a begid made out of cotton, you'll also be mekayim the mitzvah midiraisa. So this is a shaila and psak, how we pass him. The Mishbruah's mashmud is a chshivis of wearing a woolen begid for tzitzis. Because wool yizichim mekayim the mitzvah diraisa. If it's only made out of cotton, it's a shaila, it's a mitzvah diraisa not. In Bnei Brak, the minig ha-gror is that they wear cotton begodim. They wear cotton tzitzis. You do with the Gro himself, where his tzitzis were made out of cotton. It's like a shallow why he did it. There's a different shot than why he did. Some learn from Sivaitis, he paskins, like the man the Yoma, that even Shar Begodim is also Mechuy Midirais and tzitzis. Therefore, cotton is also Mechuy Midirais and tzitzis. Some say not. Some Achrenim say that Shafran the Gro was, that the Gro a whole day used to wear a Talas Godel. So his Talas Godel was Zichim made out of wool. So he's Mekayim the Mitzvah the Raisa by Talas Godel. He also wanted to be Mekayim a mitzvah with the Rabbonin. So if he wouldn't wear a hat of a talus cotton, also made out of wool, it also would have been a mitzvah the Raisa. So if Bedavka wore a talus cotton made out of cotton, could to Mekayim the mitzvah with the Rabbonin. That's what some say Pshat in the Gruah. But it's told in these two mandiyavim here that what's Mechuyiv in the Raisa, what's called the Begid with the Raisa. So Shaila, how we passing? Right, Rav Omar, Rav says no. Kiles le lahach tana the Rabbi Shmuel b'shar begodim sholosh al sholosh. When did the first time Rabbi Shmuel hold that shar begodim don't have a shame begid? That's only weird sholosh al sholosh. Ma'ashenkein shloish al shloisho. But if the begid made out of cotton is three tefachim by three tefachim, it's like. So Rabbi wants me yashiv now. Rabbi wants said there's no stira tana the Rabbi Shmuel the both emes. If the begid is only 3 inches by 3 inches. So the Gemara can't be a teretz for Rava. For Rava, who do Yomar? Rava was the one before that made a chilek between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Tana the Rabbi Shmuel. For Rava, who do Yomar? Shloisha, shloisha, begid made out of different material. That's three tefachim by three tefachim b'shar begodin L'Reb Shimon ben Elazar Islay. He learns that's the chiluk. Only according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds other materials is makabel tumun. Avol atonah the Reb Yishmael Leslay. But Rava said klo according to atonah the Reb Yishmael, even shar materials, even though the beggar is three tefachim by three tefachim, it has no kabbalas tumah. You see, Rav says, according to Tanav Rabbi Shmuel, Shar B'godim has no tum at all, even though it's Gimel Tvachim and Gimel Tvachim. And the Gemara 1 Teretz says, Hodeh Be Rav Mehi. You have to say now Rav was Chayzer. His about Rav heard two Tanav Rabbi Shmuels. He didn't want to make a stira between both of them. So mainly was Chayzer said there's no stira. But the first Tanav Rabbi Shmuel is talking about a beggar that's only 3 inches by 3 inches. Then you dafka need wool or flax. That's the Chiddush in the Parsha of Tzemer or Pishtim, even three etzboys by three etzboys. There's another Parsha of Oy HaBegid, that's Marva by Shrotzim, even Shar Begodim, how to turn Rabbi Shmuel, that's talking about with three Tvachim by three Tvachim. If the Begid is 12 inches by 12 inches, then it has Tumma all other Begodim. So the end of Chlami, Rav was Chayzer now. The boy is saying another Teretz is no, Rav is not Chayzer. No, this last Pshat, this last pshat that says there's no sin in Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, it's not Rava that said it, but it's Rav Papa. But you do a Rav, Rav Papa became the Rosh Yeshiva after Rav was Nifta. His Rav Papa took over Rav's Yeshiva. It's not so shred to say. First they thought Rav said it. They thought the old Rosh Yeshiva said it. And then it came out, no, it was only Rav Papa, the last Rosh Yeshiva that said it. So the more should be the Rav Papa Omar, because Rav Papa said, Av koil lasuya klayim. There's an extra word. Kol is lasuya klayim. For the what that you have klayim. For the, even by shar begodim. For the more klayim, bedyik sivbei loisilbei shatnei semro pishtin yachtav. You can't say that klayim applies to other materials also, because klayim is the one thing that according to everybody, the Torah says klo. What's called klayim is davka shat semro pishtin yachtav. The Issa Klayim is not to have flax and wool together. You can't say other material also has Klayim. That Zicha Klayim is only Semel Pishtim. So the Morsakot Atechamina. Hani Mili Derek Levisha. That's maybe only if you put Klayim on Derek Levisha. If you have a Beged made out of wool and flax and you wear it, that's the Issa Klayim. Avo Bahalo, but if you throw it on top of you, like you have like a raincoat or you're just throwing it on top of you, maybe crawled cold tray mini yosin. There's a hard to say any two type of materials is also. Hey, it's interesting. For Levisha wearing it, that's a bigger hanor, you don't need semer or pishtin, flax and wool. But maybe if Allah is throwing something on top of you, any two minim. For the Gemara Avad can't be. For Lav Kalvachayim, isn't there a Kalvachayim? Or Ma Levisha, Madach, when you take this jacket or shirt and your mamas wear it, you have hanor. That's the Ika is the klayim. Ma Levisha to call Mishani Kule Gufi. Your whole Gufi is having a tremendous hanor miklayim. Or Martha still we say, what's the is the klayim davket semro pishtim only you can't wear wool and flax together in midi achrin eloi anything else has the is the klayim in the achrin eloi halo. Just I'm throwing a beggar on top of you. Lekoshka and Avada the Kavachayma. There can't be an Isser, other materials, only Tzermo Pishtim. So tomorrow, Elo the Rapapa Bedusi. And Echlam, your papa is wrong. So he made a mistake. I mean, he didn't say it, maybe, but that's wrong. So Avada, by Klayim, you can't say Shah materials is Chayib Klayim. Avada, it's only Tzermo Pishtim that has an Isser Klayim. I call upon him on Rava about the Papa wanted to say it, so the Teretz before, that Shar Begodim that has Gimel Tvachim, and Gimel Tvachim could be when the country of Papa. So Drash Yochi gets in him. To our Papa Omar, Av Kol Asuya Klayim, Av Kol, the Tona, the Reisha, the Kamar, Av Kol Begodim Stam, Semu Pishtim, Lav Lufrushe Begodim Stumim, the Tumakoi, it's not coming to explain what a Begod means by the Pasha of Tumma Osam. The Bishar Tumma Vade Metamu, Shar Begodim. Avadra Popol's Shar Begodim has a Tumma to it. The Yisrabu Mioi Begit, we know the Rebu Oi Begit. El Lufrushe Begit Oma Beklayim Stam. The Rapapa's only come to explain when the Torah says by Klayim, we're a Begit, what does it mean? A Begit Klayim Shatnis. Hilkul Rapapa, Lemape Kaitane Milsa. According to Rapapa, there's no stereos of two ton of Rabbi Shmuel. Dai ton of Ahach Peruka, the Seifa, Iyu Amram. Volav Itma Kuliyamale Alibu, the Rav, it's not Ravam, the Mamaflik Ben Gimel Agimel, the Shloisha Shloisha. El Hochi Itma. Rapapa Rama, Lemape Kaitane Midichtan. Rapapa says there's no stereo. The Yav Kol Asuya Klayim. The Rehevi Mukminin La Kurova, Heavit Sarok La Fluga, Yat Se Machlekis. Tichivan Av Kolu to Mashrotzim Nami Yosa. Akor Av Kolu Matino Mishalos Hashol. So I can do the goyim. But the Gelumim Shalos Hashol. I'm okay. Kids, that's what we're coming out though. That according to Rapopo, though, you can miyashiv this. No steers. I'm talking about Rabbi Shmuel. That one is talking about three yetz boys by three yetz boys. That you only have by Semer Pishtim. And the second turn of Rabbi Shmuel that says no, even shar materials have a tumah. That's dafka where it's gimel tfachim and gimel tfachim, and that yad ribu ma'oy beged from shrotzim. So tomorrow, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak Amar, Av Koil. What does the Av Koil come to teach us? Lasuya Tittis. Come to tell us the parsha of Tittis.